This is Akashvani. The news read by Ramya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 6,600 crore rupees from Jammu in Bihar on the occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, marking birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. The projects are aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. Dharti Aba Birsa Munda is revered as Bhagwan by tribal communities across the country. Today also marks the commencement of the 150th birth anniversary year celebrations of Birsa Munda. On the occasion, Mr. Modi unveiled a commemorative coin and postal stamp in honour of Bhagwan Birsa Munda on the occasion. He also virtually participated in the Griha Pravesh of 11,000 houses built for tribal families under the Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan PM Janman. As Jharkhand gears up for second phase of assembly polls and Maharashtra for single phase voting next week, major political parties have intensified efforts to reach out to voters in the final days before the election. In Jharkhand, during an election meeting at Tundi in Dhanbad, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh criticized Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM and Chief Minister Hemant Sorin of rampant corruption in the state. Senior BJP leaders Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Hemant Biswa Sarma and Champai Soren also addressed rallies in Dumka, Pakod and Jama. At a public gathering in Godda, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi promised that if INDIA alliance is voted to power, all of their poll promises would be fulfilled. Meanwhile, speaking at a rally in Devghar, senior RJD leader Tejasvi Prasad Yadav accused the BJP of dividing society along religious and caste lines. Polling in Jharkhand in the second phase will take place for 38 seats on the 20th of this month. Voting for all 288 constituencies in Maharashtra will also take place on the same day. Speaking at a rally in Sangli today, NCP SP chief Sharad Pawar claimed that BJP wants to change the constitution and like-minded parties have come together under the MVA umbrella to oppose this. Shiv Sena UBT chief Uddhav Thackeray campaigned in Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar, where he hit out at the ruling NDA and Mahayuti government over the low minimum support price of soyabean. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will be campaigning in Hingoli, Yavatmal and Chandrapur today, while Union Minister Nitin Gadkari is scheduled to campaign in Gadchiroli, Chandrapur and Nagpur. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today reaffirmed the government's commitment to a zero-error entrance examination system for students. Speaking to the media on the sidelines of the second Insights Forum organized by the Indian School of Business IBS in Hyderabad, Mr. Pradhan said multidimensional reforms as recommended by the Dr. Radhakrishna Committee are currently under examination. S&P Global Ratings has projected the India's GDP to grow between 6.5 to 7% annually in the next three fiscal years till 2027, driven by infrastructure development and increased consumption, Guru Nanak Jayanti or Gurupurab is being celebrated with religious fervor in the country and across the world. The day marks the birth of the first Sikh Guru, Guru Nanak Dev, who laid the foundation of Sikhism. This year, devotees are celebrating 555th birth anniversary of Guru Nanak Dev Ji. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have greeted the people on the occasion. Sri Lanka's ruling National People's Power has secured a landslide victory as it secured a two-third majority in the parliament. The leftist coalition won 159 seats in the 225-member house. In cricket, India will take on host South Africa in the fourth and final T20 international at Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.